You're listening to Ask Me Another, NPR show for those of us who have way too much information floating around in your heads. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and with us is our resident puzzle expert, a man who was born a puzzle, raised a riddle, and now is just questionable. John Chinesky.
Thank you.
All right, we have our new contestants. Standing in front of me is Jesse Perlstein. Welcome, Jesse.
Hi.
Jesse, you're an artist, teacher, and musician.
Mm-hmm.
Braggy. A little braggy.
Whatever.
My producers told me that you were recently in China.
Yeah, I was living there.
You were living there?
Yeah,
for
like
how long?
8 months.
8 months?
Yeah.
And you DJed out there?
Yeah, I DJed a little bit, taught, voice recorded, got kicked out for a while, and then had to come back in through Hong Kong.
Oh, braggy once again.
No, Maybe.
The audience wants to know what you got kicked out for.
Oh, I just lost my job and lost my visa and had to flee.
Oh, you know, the usual.
Yeah, that just happened.
Exactly, boring. Well, welcome. Welcome to Ask Me Another. And I'm going to say your name the best I can.
That's fine.
Alessandro.
Yes, close enough.
Echevarria. No? Say it for me.
Alessandro Echevarria.
Okay. Yeah. Alessandro Echevarria. I fall in love with that every time I butcher it. I'm sorry.
It's quite fine.
But you're from Italy.
Yes.
That's why you have that name.
Half of the name.
And you're a movie nut? You're into... You watch movies all the time?
I have a lot of free time because I'm a freelancer.
You have a lot of free time. I think that's called not working.
Yes.
Well, you guys are going to have a lot of fun with... This is one of our classic games that we love playing. It's called This, That, or the Other. And in this game, we read out a list of items, and you have to tell us which of three categories they fall under. Okay? Sound very easy, right?
Yeah,
it's not. All right.
You tricked me.
John, why don't you tell us what the categories are?
Well, today's categories are prescription drugs, Harry Potter spells... and IKEA products. Lots of words that sound like English in a blender, okay? For example, if you're a Zetia, is that a prescription drug, Harry Potter spell, or IKEA product?
I would say Zetia is a Harry Potter spell.
No, it is a popular cholesterol medicine, Zetia.
Oh.
Right. Okay, players, we're going to go back and forth between the two of you so there's no ringing in. Whoever gets more correct moves on to our Ask Me One More final round. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Alessandro first. Cymbalta.
That is a prescription drug.
That is a drug. Very good.
Nice.
Jesse? Billy.
Drug.
No, it's not a drug.
What kind of drug?
Should be. It really should be.
It should be.
Alessandro, you can take it. You can tell us.
It is
no
an
points
IKEA
for
bookcase.
It.
It
is an IKEA bookcase. Yes, yeah. It is. How many of you have a Billy in your house? Yeah.
It is the only constant in my life, that Billy bookcase. People come and go, but Billy's there to stay.
Billy stays. Alessandro.
Yes.
Expelliarmus.
It is a Harry Potter spell.
Yes, it's a Harry Potter spell.
He said that super fast.
Jesse. Risperdal.
Drug.
That's a drug, yes. It's an antipsychotic. Very good.
Risperdal is an anti... It stops you from... Whispering to dolls.
Whispering to dolls, yes.
I need that.
Alessandro, Lumos.
That is an IKEA product?
No, that creates a beam of light from a wand's tip. That's a Harry Potter spell. Yeah. Jesse, Nox.
Drug?
No, that counteracts the Lumos spell by creating darkness. It turns off lights. Sorry.
I guess
shame.
They couldn't you just use off?
I use the clapper and all. That pretty much works for me. Alessandro, Ectorp.
That sounds like a drug.
No, it's a line of sofas and love seats from IKEA.
But you make a good point. I mean,
sounds like really,
how
drug.
Comfy does an Ectorp sound? It sounds like it's crisscrossing lasers or something.
Jesse, Effexor.
Drug.
That's a drug.
Tried it.
Alessandro, Confringo.
I'm going to go for a Harry Potter spell.
Yes, it's a Harry Potter spell. It causes objects to explode into flame. Mm-hmm.
So. Tried it.
Don't want that to be a drug. Okay. Jesse, Ivar.
IKEA?
It is a modular shelving system. Yes, very good. Signum.
IKEA?
A line of desk organizers. Very good. Yes.
Jesse. I know, it's very gratifying to get it right, isn't it? You're like, yeah, I got it, IKEA.
Protego. Protego.
Oh, that's Harry Potter.
Yep.
I knew that.
Can I ask you, why are you so sure about that one?
Because, like, Hermione always shouts it. All the time. All the time.
What does it do?
It's like a protective barrier thing, I think.
I love Jesse.
It causes hexes and curses. It causes hexes and curses to rebound back at the
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what
you're
I
right.
meant. Sorry. Alessandro. Norden.
I was at IKEA recently, and yes. I remember seeing it.
Oh, yes, very good. Norden. Line of dining tables. Chairs.
Norden.
Jesse. Langlock.
Harry Potter.
Yes, it causes the victim's tongue to cleave to the roof of their mouth. We have to go to a tiebreaker. Get your hands near your bells, gentlemen. Nasum. Alessandro.
I just rang, I have no idea. Harry Potter. I'm gonna go with Harry Potter.
It's not Harry Potter.
Drug.
It has to be. It totally
you didn't have
is.
A strategy for this. No, it's a woven storage basket from IKEA.
Wow. We still have a tiebreaker. Do you guys fist fight? Or?
Yeah, I think I guess.
So you're going to write a question right now.
Get your hands ready. And here we go with our tiebreaker. Enbrel.
Drug.
Drug is correct.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Congratulations, Jesse. You'll be moving on to our final Ask Me One More round. Have another ad for Alessandro, a fantastic contestant. We're looking for a few people in our radio audience who'd like to come play some games in a future show. So if you think you have what it takes, find us on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Ask Me Another, or you can send us an old-fashioned email. Remember those from the yesteryear? At askmeanother@npr.org, we'll send you a quiz and find out if you have the right stuff.